gathered to worship together on this last Sunday of October as we celebrate the saints of our lives and of the church, as we celebrate our own commitments to God, and as we celebrate with the potluck supper afterwards. We are grateful for the ability to fellowship together in so many ways. If you didn't bring something to share, don't worry about it. There's plenty of food as usual. So we will celebrate and share after worship. Hopefully we'll share during worship as well. A reminder that ours is an open communion every week. We welcome all who seek union with Christ at Christ's table as he has welcomed each and every one of us. And we share in our offerings to God by placing our gifts in the offering tray at the sanctuary doors or by mailing gifts to the church office. Please be aware of the sign-up sheet for our weekly fellowship time. We need a setup and cleanup person every week, and anyone is always welcome to bring a goodie to share. Today is, because of the potluck, is all hands on deck, so everyone who can help, we will need that as we get things out as quickly as possible after worship. We also need sign-ups for the cakes for St. Pat's on November 10th. And for greeters for each Sunday morning. We are unable at this point in time, just because of who knows what administration at the Cleveland Food Bank, for we don't know whether we will get turkeys through them for our distribution day. So if you are able and would like to help fund the purchase of turkeys, should that become necessary, we would be most grateful. If we find that we can get what we need through Cleveland Food Bank, those funds will be used for other purchases for our monthly distributions. We promise the money will not be wasted, but will be used for the food pantry. Just mark your offerings turkeys or some such thing, and we will make sure to get those offerings where they need to go. But we do need those by no later than November 13th. So we are, that's, I know it's quick, but we just found out that our order won't, we can't begin to order until like Tuesday or Wednesday of this week. So that's why it's, we're not sure. So our next futuring meeting will be on Monday, November 7th at 1 p.m. Through lots of good discussion, we decided to concentrate our ministries on seniors and older adults as we attempt to live the best life that we can that God has given each and every one of us. This next meeting, we will try to prioritize the needs of our property and our building to help make any future ministries that we decide on more welcoming as well as more feasible. Just to let you know, this month's check did arrive from SWN, and it was $6,202.34, if my memory serves me correct. So, there's a lot we can do, a lot we will have to wait for, but we need to be on the same page. I'm also asking for a called board meeting with one agenda item at that futuring meeting on November 7th. This announcement is to make things legal with our current constitution and bylaws. The proposal will be that due to the current size of the active congregation, that we suspend the bylaw and constitution in regards to the need to take votes to the board first and then the congregation, because when the most of the congregation is at the meeting, why do it twice? So this will allow votes and consensus to enable us to do the work that we've been called to do without trying to be very legalistic about it. So that's what that will be about. And I don't think there should be any problem, but you know, that's one of those legal things we have to do. I think that's all the announcements I have this morning. So with that, let us prepare our hearts to hear the word of God.
Thank you.
Our lesson this morning comes to us from the Gospel of Luke, the 19th chapter, verses 1 through 10. Hear these words. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He is gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." Thanks be to God for these words as they come to us from the Gospel of Luke. Are you ready? On three. One, two, three. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, a wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as a Savior passed that way, he looked up in that tree. And he said, "Zacchaeus, come on down, for I'm going to your house today. I'm going to your house today." There's a few of you who remember. Oh, the oldies get goodies. I would venture to say that I'm probably not the only one in the world with the earworm of that song whenever I read the story of good old Zacchaeus. And I know I'm not the only one who can relate to Zacchaeus in the hype department. It's amazing to me how most of the year we take trees for granted around us until fall sets in and the leaves change their colors and God's beauty just fills us with all kinds of emotions. And even then, those of us who are charged with raking those leaves tend to grumble more than enjoy the beauty. When my oldest grandson was about 15 months old, my daughter and her husband moved into their home. In the front yard was a tree, and it soon became Aaron's tree. If he couldn't be found around the house or around the yard, we'd always check the tree. He would often grab a book, sit in the branches of the tree reading. I think he fell asleep once in it. It served them well over the years as a site for back-to-school pictures as well as the backdrop for other special events until the tree had to come down because of water and sewer issues this last spring. My son and his family have lots of trees in their yard, front and back, and so this time of year in Wisconsin, they wait until all the leaves have fallen and all the family, three boys, mom and dad, begin carrying them from the backyard to the front because the city will come around and pick them up. I didn't think they were suitable trees for climbing, mostly because they are old trees with no low branches in them. Until my son told me that his youngest had managed to get himself stuck up a tree a few years ago. The branches, of course, are too weak to hold my son, so he could do nothing but watch as little Eric maneuvered himself slowly down out of the tree. Stuck up a tree. It's been a long time since I've been stuck up a real tree. Growing up, we had a quasi little apple orchard in our backyard with about 7 or 8 trees. And I spent many hours climbing those trees, especially in the fall, to get to the apples on the top of the branches. They always seem to be the best apples that were higher up. These days, if I'm stuck up a tree, it's usually more figurative. Usually it's my family tree. I'm stuck along one of the branches, having reached a veritable dead end in that part of my search. With common Welsh names like Jones and Evans, it can be enough to drive anyone up a literal tree. And then there's this family tree, this congregation's family tree. Being All Saints Sunday, and with all our discussions about the future, I've taken the time to reflect on those who came before us, whose faith and dedication brought us to this place. People like Thomas and Alexander Campbell and Walter Scott and Barton Stone, whose pictures now hang in our fellowship hall, and Raccoon John Smith, an early evangelist, and Clara Bob Babcock, the first ordained disciples woman preacher. The list goes on. And we'll remember many of the members of our family tree, this congregation's family tree, later in our service of communion, as well as some of those who are not a part of the church but who have guided our individual faith journeys. All Saints Sunday. As I prepared this sermon, I got to thinking about trees and Zacchaeus and me and us as a church and the future and the hopes and the dreams that we all have. And I have to admit, I have a bit of a confession to make. In recent weeks and months, I have found myself withdrawing more and more and climbing up my own personal sycamore tree, wanting to see but not be seen, looking for safety and security of my hideaway in the tree branches, not wanting to come down, not even when I heard Jesus calling me. Perhaps it's the family tree squabbles. You know, those little concerns and complaints and issues that all good families have, that we all have about how the church functions and what we want and what we assume about how it should be and where we find our joy and our expectations. Sometimes I think it's the unvoiced gripes and the struggle for power and control and what something means or doesn't mean. Maybe that's what drove me up my tree. Maybe it was trying to find something new to say, something meaningful, trying to be objective and yet true to the gospel, and knowing that half the time no one's really listening anyway. Or you pretend to listen and then you turn around and do the exact opposite, or fall back into the old ways and routines of doing things. Maybe it was my own selfishness, my own desires that drove me up my tree. Maybe it's all the twos we seem to rely on as our excuses. You know, we're too old, we're too poor, we're too tired, we're too busy, we're too sick, we're too worn out, we're too burned out, we're too, well, you get the idea. Maybe that's what drove me up a tree. Maybe it was all of this and more. I do know that I've gotten pretty comfortable in my little personal tree, much as Aaron did, and I would venture to say it's the same for many of you. We as church have grown comfortable and complacent in our various trees. We sit and watch what's happening, shouting down our 2 cents worth while hiding in the branches, voicing our opinions, sometimes even our hopes and our dreams, but stopping short of any real action or commitment. But we as church have been called into the world. We are being called to find our place on the family tree, what we are about, to find our mission as the family of God. And in order for that to happen, each and every one of us must find our place, our calling among the others on the family tree. Now, before you start with the can'ts and the twos, before all the buts and all the adjectives start flying, let me say that I truly, truly believe there is no such thing as an old church or a small church or a large church or a young church or a vital church or a tired church. There is only church. And that's because the church is not this tired old building or our tired old bodies. Church is the family of God, and that's each and every one of us. Called to be the best that we can be, called to do the best that we can do, called to shout and proclaim the love of God through his Son, Jesus Christ, called to be an active force in the life of this world, not to close ourselves off from the world, not to sit in our imagined trees of security, but to move out and climb down and answer the call of Christ. Do we dare to hear the voice of Jesus calling us to come down from the safety of our tree? Do we dare to come down and meet Jesus face to face? Do we dare be confronted by Jesus and meet him and walk with him and dine with him? Do we dare allow his Spirit to move in us and through us as we touch the community around us? Without expectation of anything in return other than we are doing what Jesus has asked. No, what Jesus has commanded us to do. It was a simple invitation Jesus made to Zacchaeus. It was, hey, come on down, I'm going to your house. And the unspoken words are you staying here? Or are you coming with me? And so he asks us, are you simply spending time here because there's nothing else to do on Sunday morning? Or are you here in search of God and God's call on your life? The same Christ who calls to Zacchaeus is calling to you and to me, to us. He is calling to the church. He is calling us to meet him face to face. He calls us to open our hearts and our hands and our ears and our minds and our voices and our prayers. And we are called to be renewed, each and every one of us, each and every day of our lives. Are you ready to climb down from the tree? Are you ready to walk with Christ in the world? Are you ready to go where Christ leads us? Even when it makes us afraid or uncomfortable, it's up to each and every one of us to answer those questions as we commit ourselves once more to God. Are you ready? Are you ready? Joyce Kilmer wrote, "I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing breast, a tree that looks at God all day and lifts her leafy arms to pray, a tree that may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair, upon whose bosom snow has lain, who intimately lives with rain. Poems are made by fools like me, but only God can make a tree."